It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. This is Golf DMV. And now, here's Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to another edition of Golf DMV. This edition, very different from the previous episodes. We're live at the Green Turtle in Burtonsville, Maryland, right off of 198. Number one, thanks to the management team here at Green Turtle for allowing us to set up in the party room towards the back and do the podcast here live. Also, want to thank everybody for coming out and joining us. So listen, it's at Green Turtle. It's live, so you know they got business to do. So right. They're going to be, you know, delivering food, taking drink orders, helping people.
Particularly mine, Grey Goose and the Rocks, the lemon in the line.
That's LB's drink. We got to get this podcast done quickly before they bring three drinks out here for you. Who knows what you're going to say after that? So yeah, anyway, so if you hear talk in the background, you hear music in the background, things like that, that's because we're live at Green Turtle and glad to be here. And so also, I've got Sherman Gray here with me.
Hey
Sherman, what's up?
What's going on?
LB's here. LB, what's up?
Thank you, sir.
By the way, we're going to review Fairway Hills in Columbia, Maryland today. Sherm, LB, Sherm's brother and dad, I believe, right? Played.
Right.
There this past weekend, so we're going to get their thoughts on that. Also, we may grab a guest or two to talk a little bit of golf, some folks who are here listening to the podcast.
Talk about Little Bennett.
Oh, what was that? Oh, yeah,
Little
you played
Bennett.
Little Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you caught a really good deal there.
Yes,
right?
I did, $20.
And because the way LB, the rest of us have other priorities and things in life that we got to take care of, so we can't just respond to a text message, hey, Little right. Bennett in an hour, what's up? He can do that. Some of us can't. So we'll get his feedback on Little Bennett. We'll talk Fairway Hills also. But I want to share something from a guy, Daniel Scott Oliver, on Facebook regarding one of the previous shows where we talked about the irritating golf habits. Mm-hmm. One of my wife's favorite shows, by the way. He wanted to share his thought. He said, what's up, fellas? I've been listening to the show, and I figured I'd share some things that irritate me on the golf course, which is great because that was the point of the show.
Right. Yes.
So here's what Daniel said. He said, number one, the one thing that irritates him is someone taking drops and not counting the strokes. He says, I'm cool if you hit it in the woods a couple times and you take an 8 instead of a 10. But don't mark down a bogey.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you know, you don't have to put a 10 or, I mean, if you're struggling to get out, if you hit 3 shots in the sand and you're trying to get out of the sand, all right, fine. You don't have to put 11 or 12. You can take that 8. On a par 4, but don't put a bogey, and then don't also compare your score to mine.
Exactly. It didn't around go, oh, I beat you by 12 strokes.
Right.
Well, no, you didn't, actually, because we didn't count all of your strokes.
Right. You know, yes. So I get you, Daniel.
We know people like that.
Yeah, we play with people like that.
Yes.
We've made jokes about people like that on the podcast.
And number we'll continue
two,
to.
Right. Guys who are super into their equipment and golf balls, I get that your irons are smooth and that they're the latest things out, and you only play with Pro V1s. I get it. Don't want to hear about it.
Right.
There are a lot of people out there like that, right? Okay, so I get it. But some people like their stuff.
They, yes.
You know, pay a lot
yes.
of money for it. Why not? His last thing is when people in the other cart yell over and ask me my score, especially after a bad hole. You know I got
right.
triple bogey. Please don't ask me what I got.
They just want to hear. They just want to make you say it.
Exactly. This is the Golf DMV podcast live from Green Turtle in Burtonsville, Maryland, right off 198. When you come to Green Turtle in Burtonsville, let them know that you listen to the podcast. It's not going to get you any discounts, but it may help us out
yes.
in the long term.
Yes.
A little bit of golf news before we jump into the reviews this weekend. In the PGA, Billy Horschel wins the AT&T Byron Nelson on the first playoff hole against Jason Day. Good for him, by the way, for two reasons. He missed 4 straight cuts. And he
wow.
hasn't won since 2014, so
wow.
he gets another
yeah.
win.
Yeah, good for him.
But also, I didn't know this, because there's always more to the story. And that's why I love researching some of this stuff, because you learn a lot about these guys and their family. So he got emotional after the win and talked about how tough it's been lately for him, but he didn't go into detail. So his wife goes to social media, and she says, you know, of course he wouldn't mention it, but I just want to open up and talk about why it was so tough for him. And she says that apparently, well, I'm saying apparently. She says that she basically is a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, wow.
And that she struggled with alcohol for, you know, quite a while.
Wow.
Even so much so that she was in an outpatient treatment center mm-hmm. for a couple months last year and said that Billy had been playing on tour, taking
wow.
care of the kid by himself,
wow.
And dealing with all the emotional stuff
right.
that goes on with that. And so this past weekend marked 1 year sober for her.
Wow.
And
oh,
so
wow.
1 year sober. He finally gets a win. So it's almost like, okay, we've got a clear break in
right.
some of the drama.
Start a new life.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Of course you would.
Perhaps Dustin Johnson should go talk to her too.
Okay, exactly. Here we go with the Dustin Johnson.
So, well, we don't know if he was drunk or fell down the steps. It could have been a woman involved.
Congratulations to Billy Horschel.
Yes, Billy. Congratulations.
And to your wife on 1 year sober. We wish the best for you. And so, yeah, he was shouldering a lot, you know. With
that is a lot.
For you. Yeah, so good for him. LPGA, Lexi Thompson wins the Kingsmill Championship. Basically dominated the entire way, led from start to finish. Ended up winning by 5 strokes. I'm really getting tired.
Do you have the score for Michelle Wee?
No, I don't even think she was in this one.
She either wasn't in
or she missed the cut or was way far down the leaderboard.
I got a score for Jordan Spieth, missed his second straight cut.
Right.
Yes.
Well, remember, the week before the Masters, he either missed the cut or he lost in that tournament before
the
Masters.
The waste management.
Right. The waste management. And he says, well, you know, everyone knows we strike fear in the hearts of everybody.
Yes, sir.
Man, he's missed a ton of cuts since
That's what he said.
Very fearful. Mm-hmm. Got to watch yourself, Mr. Spieth.
I miss Tiger.
So, Lexi Thompson wins. Hopefully now she
can get
over the whole A&A inspiration penalty call.
Yeah, that was.
That's
but she's really good, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's fun to watch.
Champions Tour. Bernhard Langer wins 8th PGA Champions Major.
I'm not a fan of him at all.
Who, Bernhard Langer?
No.
Why?
He has that cheater putter.
The anchor.
Belly,
the cheater
belly putter.
Well, it's not illegal as long as you don't anchor it to
it's
yourself.
It's still a cheater putter.
So anyway, he won his 8th major on the PGA Tour champion.
Yeah, he has been killing it. I'll give him credit, but I'm not a fan.
Well, this 8th win ties Jack Nicklaus for the most PGA Tour champion major wins. Wow. In other golf news, President Obama joins the Robertson Jones Golf Club. Private golf club in Gainesville, Virginia. It's a nice course. I got a chance to see it.
Wow.
Gosh, it was a few years ago when Tiger's tournament was at RTJ.
Okay.
And got a chance to go down there. They took a break from Congressional. And, man, it's right there on Lake Manassas.
Oh, okay.
I think you were
We may have played there together. It was a long time ago, like 10 years maybe. It's been a while.
Nah, you may have played with one of your rich friends. Definitely wasn't me.
I remember that part being on the really big lake.
That might have been one of your buddies with money. Yeah.
See, apparently I'm not a friend with him anymore because I can't remember who he is.
Maybe not. Yeah. So President Obama's there. And speaking of presidents and golf courses, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship this weekend at Trump National in Sterling, Virginia. So if you want to see some good golf from the champions, John Daly's going to be there. Jay Hodge, Hal Irwin, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Tom Kite, your boy Bernhard Langer, and Colin McGovern.
Whatever happened to Fred? Is Fred quit the senior tour?
I don't think so.
John Daly just won a couple weeks ago. His first one in a long time.
They think that he may be able to bring more fans.
Of course. It's like watching Happy Gilmore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. Who knows? All right, LB, Sherm, you guys played Fairway Hills this past weekend.
Yes.
What did you think?
Go ahead, LB, since he's out of his comfort zone in Montgomery County and wants to talk about us Howard County folks. Go ahead.
Well, where do I start?
The last time I played Fairway Hills was maybe 4 years ago, and I enjoyed it. But I'm low maintenance. I'm not a high maintenance golfer.
I always start with the price and work my way toward the price. So if you charge me $66, I shouldn't be hitting off mats for starters at the range. The hot dogs are not bad. I'll give them credit for the hot dogs. I give them a thumbs up on the hot dogs.
Speaking of hot dogs. Mm-hmm. The Eisenhower Golf Course has a special where if you play Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. I think this whole month or maybe through June.
Just
go to Facebook and check it out. You get a free soda and hot dog.
How about that? That's a big spender there.
Back to Fairway.
Yeah, back to Fairway.
It's the RTJ.
The course is actually in good shape. I mean, it's May, so everybody's course really should be in good shape at this time of year. They had done their greens, aerated the greens, he said, about a month ago, maybe.
A month ago,
They were coming back.
So they're still coming back.
But they had put a lot of sand, and even the starter told us, he warned us ahead of time, they put a lot of sand in the in the mixture, and it wasn't a lot of sand. So the greens were really unpredictable because you hit one hole, it's really slow. The next hole is really fast. So it was not really unpredictable on the greens.
Quick question. Going back a few episodes, so did they aerate at the same time as everyone else?
Apparently they did.
Okay.
Apparently they did. There is some kind of law, apparently. You have to aerate the second week of Met. I don't know. Some kind of law. I need to call Trump up and see if we can get that changed, because that's it's ridiculous.
Get an executive order.
Exactly. He's signing everything else. Hell, sign that. So, yeah, all in all, the course was nice. My game was – actually, I played really well on the front.
Yeah. 45.
Yeah. And then went downhill from there. It went downhill from there.
So what would you – so plus nine after nine.
Was it 9 or 10? 9. 10. I think it was 10.
Something like that.
9 or 10. I forget. I didn't bring my score.
And then after that, it just spiraled out of control.
He was plus 9 after 9.
Yeah, I was plus 9 after 9.
After 10, plus 19.
If it may have been 29. I'm not sure. The last hole, I was 11. I think I shot 11 on 18.
No.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So I teed up a ball. Just okay. So remember the day I sent you the thing about Jordan Spieth blowing up at the last tournament. I had this exact same situation. Get up on the tee box, hit my first drive straight into the woods to the right. So I said, oh, I got a bag full of balls. We're going to try this again. Put another ball down. And Sherman's brother said, I think you hit the exact same leaf.
Now, mind you, for context, it's a par 5.
Uphill.
Uphill the whole way from the tee box to the green.
Yes.
Okay.
It is uphill. A horrible way to finish any golf round.
Okay.
Par 5 uphill.
And narrow.
Yeah, you got
to
be true.
It's a hill up on your left and then trees to your
right.
You're
either going
to
break somebody's window in the townhomes or you're going to hit it deep in the woods.
Yes. So I chose the woods. It was safer, I guess. So my fifth shot was my tee shot that was straight. So I'm already, when I'm in the fairway, I'm already on my fifth shot.
Because you're counting all your shots. You're not doing
yeah, he counts them.
I count all my shots.
What our buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everybody does things differently. I count all of mine.
Somebody we were playing with, Sean Gray, on the second hole, probably had about a 14.
Yes.
if he was playing real rules, because he hit about 2 more balls in the woods than LB did, but somehow only scored a 9.
Right.
Calling you out, Sean. Go ahead, LB.
Yeah, so, it was ugly. And we talked about this earlier about concentration.
Right.
How do you maintain your – and I've done – I mean, we all have done this. Where you get on the front or even in the back, you have a great 9 holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to 10 and the wheels fall off. I mean, just inexplicably, they just fall off. You're like, well, what have I changed? I stopped and went to the bathroom. That's all I did.
But you know,
got a hot dog.
Got a hot dog.
But I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to focus – I can be so focused, and it will be something as small as stopping my round to go into the clubhouse to get a hot dog and a drink, and then I'm focused on eating, and then we're talking. You come down off out of that focus, and to be as bad as I am, you got to be focused, you know, for, do whatever you can do to stay focused on the game.
Right.
And so, I think I'm going to start becoming one of these, like, superstitious players.
Mm-hmm.
Where if I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat before.
Right.
Now, I will take a bathroom break, obviously, because I don't want to be like another person we talked about on the previous show.
Rick
McCormick.
Yes.
So I definitely... But I think I'm going to become one of these superstitious people where I'm not going to break up the concentration for whatever. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
But we stopped. We didn't stop very long. But I felt... When we got to 10, I felt fine, because that's actually the nice hole. I like that hole. That's one of my favorite at that course, which I'm not the fan of, but I do like that hole. 10 is a really easy. If you just cut over that tree, you're 50 yards from the green.
Right.
And that's
all downhill.
It's all downhill. I mean, I aim that way, and I first the first one back into and I the driving range is to the right.
Right.
So my first ball went to the driving range. And I crushed it, but it was in the driving range. Right. So I'm, my third shot. Now I'm playing, now I'm playing my third shot. So and it went down there downhill from there. I mean, I think I had 1, 2, 3. I had 3 triple bogeys.
Wow,
on the back.
Now, that's not characteristic of LB.
Not normally.
By the way.
Yeah, especially when he shoots a 45 on the front.
Right. I normally can keep the triples to 1.
Yeah.
I can get 1 on the back and 1 on the front. That's my
goal.
Now
3 triples on 9 is typical of me. not as of late, but that happens.
Right.
My front 9, I was begging for a triple.
But the course in general, the staff, what did you guys think about the course?
Yeah, the staff is good. The starter was really cool. Yeah, he was really cool. Came around, talked to us a couple times, told us what to expect, what not to, what was going on with the course. The staff inside, they're older. I'm older too, so I can't say older. They're older than me, let me say it that way. And they were a little slow. Like, for example, we go in and we order hot dogs, right? Mm-hmm. And it's I'm getting one. Sherman's getting a couple. And I think another guy was getting a couple. So I looked at the guy. He's getting them out of the little cooler. I mean, the heat thing there, the little heat tray. So I pointed to him. I said, you know, like, grab three while you're there. You know? No, he can't
do that. No point in getting one at a time.
No, he can't do that. No, he gets one. He comes back. He rings it up. He goes back. He gets one. He comes back. He rings it up. He gets one. And he comes back and rings. I'm like, dude, come on, man. I was trying to help you out. Yeah, help me out. And, right, you know, people got tea times here.
That's probably why you shot such a bad.
Right. It's his fault. Because he threw me off. The slowness in his all-timer there threw me off. So
we did see on hole 16. Actually, hole 17 is one of my favorite holes.
That's a par 3 downhill.
Par 3 downhill.
Yes.
I hated that hole until yesterday when I actually hit the green and had a shot at birdie.
Yeah, now he likes it.
Now I like it.
Favorite hole.
So hole 16, we're getting ready to hit our second shot, and here comes this huge red fox running out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, did anyone scream? And did anyone run to the carts?
No. Okay. No, we grown men.
No.
Who screamed? Who ran to the
cart? No. Nobody screamed. We actually all thought about trying to get our phones to get a picture of it.
Right.
But it was way down the fair. I mean, and this was a big fox.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
And he goes out in the middle of the fairway, and he's rolling around on his back and playing.
Yeah.
We get up to the green on hole 16, and there's three or four geese with three or four baby geese that are still yellow.
Now, see, they'll get aggressive.
They will.
Get close to those babies.
Yes. Geese. So LB made the comment, I would really love to see that fox come back and get one of these geese. So we saw fox. We saw geese. We didn't see any birdies and no eagles.
Right.
Exactly.
No, you're right. Yeah, nobody. That's right. Nobody had a birdie.
Yeah.
Nope.
Saw everything but birdies and eagles yesterday.
Yeah. That's all the wildlife
the course
saw.
I thought the course was in really good shape. Fairways were great.
Mm-hmm.
Tee boxes were great.
And check it out.
Pace of play was good too.
No, everybody check that out, man, and go to Groupon because Fairway Hills
always
really
on
good
Groupon.
Deals on Groupon where you can get, you know, two for the price of one,
right.
And it includes drinks and a hot dog. Apparently,
and
only order one because the guy
only get one at a time.
Yeah, but I think it was like the one Groupon just ended on Friday actually, and it was like $67 for two people. It was two rounds. Included the cart, a hot dog, and a soda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah,
you can't beat that.
Deal. That's a good deal. This is the Golf DMV podcast. We're live at the Green Turtle. There was a group of guys on the other side of this window looking in here and pointing. It made us feel important. Made me feel
like I was trying to say, come on, you know, wave them. Come on in. Come on in.
Yeah, do that next time. Yeah. We're recording here live at the Green Turtle. We've got LB here. Sherman's here. We talked about concentration, and that makes me think about that was the round we had at Hampshire Greens for LB's birthday.
LB's birthday.
And
Rick's birthday.
And Rick McCormick's birthday. Right. I have a funny story that I saw on social media that reminds me of Rick McCormick, but we'll talk about that later. I love Hampshire Greens, great condition. We had a really good time, but something real funny happened at Hampshire Green. I think Sherman may have thought that I forgot about this, but I didn't. So communication is important in every relationship.
In every relationship, that's right.
You know, we can't survive if we can't communicate effectively. And so when you're in a cart with a playing partner, you know, you got to communicate some things. You know, LB will drop me off. I say, hey, man, I'm going to grab my putter, my pitching wedge. I'll meet you at the green. And then what does LB do? He goes to his ball. He hits. He drives up to the green. You know, you talk about things like that.
We make a plan. We have a plan and we stick to it.
Right. Help with the pace of play.
Yeah.
Help with the concentration.
So we're all putting. It might have been hole two.
It was hole two.
So early in the round.
Right. Yeah. Early.
Early in the
early round. Enough that your concentration and communication should not have had a breakdown at this point.
We're all lining up putts. And all of a sudden you just see something. 150 yards out. It's a cart. So I'm thinking maybe we're playing slow because the other guys are driving up. Huh. I noticed that no one's in the cart. Like, well, that's interesting. Maybe they're looking for their balls. And then I look over at the green. I only see one cart. It happens to be our cart. We communicated
exactly
who's going to drive the cart out. So then LB says, hey, which one of you guys? So they're looking at each other. Now they want to blame each other.
Right.
You know,
I thought you was going to get
blamed. You know, so they're pointing fingers, wanting to blame each other. That's the second self-destructive nature of bad relationships. Right. No one takes responsibility. No communication.
Nope.
Then when there's a breakdown, no one takes responsibility.
That's right.
They point fingers at each other.
Have to go to car counseling now.
Right. Now I'm going to defend myself because I'm the only one here.
Right.
So if Rick wanted to, you know, to state his case, he should have been here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I walked from the tee box to the green.
Okay.
So he was driving the cart the whole time.
He was driving the cart the whole time.
Right.
Okay.
So I asked the jury, who's guilty here? If I haven't even been in the car.
Well, let me ask this question. Whose bag was on the driver's side of the cart?
Whose overall responsibility in the round was it to drive?
I can't remember.
I think we have our answer there, folks.
Yeah,
but I mean, we're putting out and we're looking down and we're like, no, and the tragedy.
I honestly can't. I'm not being funny. I can't remember who was driving.
Okay, I'm going to try to think back.
Tragedy in this. So we have a breakdown in communication.
Yes.
Then we have blaming, pointed fingers. Mm-hmm. And now somebody's got to go back to get the car.
Right.
I mean, somebody's got to go back.
Yeah, car ain't going to bring itself up here.
So Rick, who's older than Sherman.
Yes.
Sherman makes him go back to the older guy, go back and get the cart.
Well, he was a guilty party. You've driven the cart from that point to the point that you decided to abandon the cart.
The other thing about a breakdown in relationships. Then we just don't stick together. We just abandon each other. We could have walked back together.
Right.
No, we're going to do this together. Right. We're in this together. Right. We've got 16 more holes. Right. You know what I mean? Like, why beef this early?
Right. Let's not.
We're going to fight about something now, later. Right. Let's just not beef this early. It's LB's birthday. Rick's birthday. And it's Rick's birthday the next day.
The next day.
Right. Sherman makes him walk to the cart. 150 yards. Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, old man.
To be fair, we actually did have some conflict resolution on the green. What we said was whoever finished putting first would go back and get the cart.
Okay.
I just happened to suck at golf.
Right.
So you he finished first.
So he had to go back and get it.
Right. So he had to go back.
And that did bring and then we talked about the concentration there, but that brings me to, I mean, these professionals to be able to concentrate for 18 holes to the ups
on every
and downs,
shot. Yeah.
4 hours, 4.5 hours on, like, every single shot. Yep. 4 days in a row is ridiculous mental stamina. One other thing that came up too at Hampshire Green, we'll have to get into it, but I really enjoyed a lot of the conversation that we had. I mean, we had a really good conversation of politics. We talked religion, all kinds of stuff that most people say are taboo with friends and family.
Right.
But I think if you do it respectfully, you know, you can have a good conversation.
We always have good conversations. That's one of the reasons I like playing with y'all, because we have... We talk about investment properties and stocks and bonds and
golf podcasts.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Right? All kinds of stuff. And so, you know, that's one of but then sometimes that can break your concentration.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think, because I remember we talked about some investment issues. Investment property issues, and you got really angry.
I did, but I crushed.
Best driver.
I smashed that drive
because he was angry.
290 right down the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, we got to bring it up every time, right?
Now, can I give you all a funny story before Spencer comes up? Mm-hmm. So I played in a tournament today, okay? I didn't have to pay to play in it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have played in it because it was a monsoon for about the first 4 or 5 holes, and I seriously thought about quitting, but I didn't. So... Of course, when it's raining, everybody knows the rules on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Car path only.
Yep.
So you're going to get your 10,000 steps in these before the turn, before your hot dog.
Right.
So one of our players in the foursome who was with me asked the other one who was in the cart with him, is it okay to drive on the fairways? The person in the cart with him said yes. They didn't say anything, which they did. He's driving all around the fairway. So my buddy who was in the cart with me, we looked at each other and said, number one, this is a par three.
Why are you even?
Wow.
You know you're not even supposed to be.
You shouldn't even be on the golf fairway.
Yeah, what are you doing?
In a par three. And he's driving from the tee box to the green. And I said, what are you doing?
It's 120 yards.
And he said, I didn't see any sign, the little car path. Right. Of course you didn't. It's a par three.
That's a given.
Never, by the way. By the way, there was someone with us in a round that we played recently who drove the car up and around the green.
Yes, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
That
yes. And why is it every story that we have, the butt of that story is always the same guy?
Yeah.
That's the thing I have with him, is he been playing golf too long not to know these things. I mean, and then you say something to him, he looks at you like, what? What?
I mean, but when you're playing in that group and there's people, you know, ahead of you or behind you and they're watching, you're embarrassed because you know that cart doesn't belong up on the green.
Exactly.
And your guy is just driving around and parking
you were with that guy, right? Yeah.
Now
I'm with the knuckleheads.
We do that. So, yeah, let me get Spencer on the mic. Spencer, come over here, man. You could use my mic. And that way, if Sherman and these guys have a question for you, we'll just share it. I'll just pull it back and forth. Sherman's. Yeah. So, Spencer, you are from the DMV, right?
That's right. Born in D.C., raised in Prince George's County. And let me say this. You know, I guess, LB, you were talking about when you got to the 10th hole that, you know, his wheels came off. My wheels come off before the first hole. And it's not just because I'm in Prince George's County.
Right. So how often, I think LB pulled a seat up for you here, so you could just have a seat there. And we'll do. So how often are you playing golf?
Well, I'm married now, and I have a daughter, and I work, so it's kind of hard. I've gone twice in the last year, unfortunately.
There was those are all the reasons you should be playing more golf, right?
They are. But, you know, there was a time I would golf at least once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Okay, and your favorite courses here at the DMV?
Well, White Oak was my old favorite.
Right.
Of course, that's gone now.
Right,
I guess.
Right.
I don't know if it was the Defense Department or something like that.
Yeah, the FDA.
FDA,
when they redid that... the FDA center, they took away that land.
Really cheap,
yep.
And nobody was there.
Yeah.
So, and I'm really bad, so it's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
So now that that's gone, where do you like to play?
I would say Gunpowder. It's not too far from home.
And what kind of golfer are you? Describe your game a little bit.
My handicap. I don't think they've invented a handicap.
How high does that go?
Yeah. I'm not very good. You know, I got a big Bertha. You know, you're familiar with the Big Bertha. You know, it helps keep it straight, the ball straight. I'm actually okay now with that.
Okay. So do you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, there you go.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't want to talk about how bad you are. Yeah, I've got a Big Bertha. Keep it pretty straight. That's good. Well, thanks a lot, Spencer, for listening to the show. Be sure to share the show with all your friends. Let them know about it. And we'd love to have you in studio yet again. So, yeah, we're in the Green Turtle in Burtonsville. Thank you so much for your hospitality tonight and allowing us to record the podcast live. Check out the Green Turtle in Burtonsville. Let them know that you listen to the show. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, search Golf DMV. Like, we post all kinds of, you know, pictures and videos, golf related, by the way, on the Facebook page. We'll post some of these articles, too, that we're talking about on the podcast. Be sure to give us your your feedback as well, because we love to hear that. And get out there, play some golf. Check out old episodes of the podcast and share the link with your friends. This is Golf DMV. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Golf DMV.